Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of TBNP. I am one of your hosts. I'm Ryan, and I'm joined by my boys, the ever handsome Ruben.
Hey, he knows.
The world know. Well, I mean, some of y'all know. Some of y'all. And of course, my boy Mo.
Yes, sir. How's it going, everybody?
Yeah, today we got a movie review, something we haven't done since November. We just look back to the archives. And it's been since November. The last movie we reviewed. Yeah, it's been a minute. The last movie review was The Marvel. So, yeah. We long overdue for a movie review. And that just goes to show you, like, what movies we've been seeing as, like, together. Because I watch movies, but, like, for us to all watch a movie and review it, it's been a minute. Mm-hmm. So, the movie we're talking about today, of course, is Godzilla X Kong, not Versus. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. This movie came out this Friday. So, the plan is to talk about this movie. We're going to rate it at the end, and then we have a little fun segment at the end after that. So stick around, y'all. It's going to be a fun one. But first, we're going to get into the news for the week. I'll go first. So there's a movie trailer that came out this week out of the blue. Yep. Nobody expected this. It's another movie in the Fast saga. Oh yeah, it's called Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Oh god.
Yeah. House me just joking around, because did y'all see the trailer for that movie? Yeah. Bad Boys.
Y'all need to retire. It's fast.
They took over. They like the Fast saga is like everything now. Yeah. Even the movie we're reviewing today felt like a Fast movie, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, I'm seeing it. I'm like, what the heck is happening? Like, they just going for the ridiculous factor. And I don't know, man. I obviously, you can hear by the panel. My boys wasn't impressed. I was. Yeah, I don't even know what I am. I'm whelmed. I'm in the middle. I was like, okay, right on. Like, I mean,
yeah,
I can say I can talk mess about it, but obviously I'm going to watch it. So I don't know how my boys feel. Y'all going to go see it still?
I'll probably watch it still, maybe
when it comes out on streaming.
So no box office for Ruben for this one, which, you know, and I get it. Like, it looks ridiculous. I'm not going to lie. They're doing some stunts in there. I'm like, word, some camera work.
There's some scenes where you can see, like, they're like ducking so they can put the stuntman in there.
Yes.
So they're trying to cover their face, so, you know, the camera angles and all that.
Yeah. I actually, like, before our show today, I watched the original Bad Boys. Nothing would capture that. I don't know when the last time I watched the original one, but nothing to capture. Even as the second one or the last one, like, that first one is just like, I was looking for flaws in it. I couldn't find it. That movie to me is. Like, that was a perfect timing for Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. They were on the top of their game. That was a top of the game for, what's his name? Michael Bay, before he started making that bullshit he'd been putting out lately.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It was just, nah, man, that movie was dope, man. I had a ball. It's like, when you don't watch a movie for a long time, you watch it again, kind of make you feel like when you first watched it. Like, I remember when I was getting the feeling while I was watching my brother. He took me and a girl he was dating at the time, which ended up being my sister-in-law now. He took us to the movie. So I'll never forget that. And like I said, it was just like, I just felt all the nostalgic moments, man. It was good. But like this one right here, I like to say, I'm going to see it, but I don't know, man.
I feel like if they wanted to do that, like, I hate when they bring the old actors back. Like, I mean, it's kind of cool, but a lot of times it just doesn't really work. How come they don't ever do something of like they're training the newer generation?
And they are
kind of guiding them, but like better. Not, I mean, I know you guys are like the main actors, but maybe not be the main actors. Have someone else. Maybe you guys take a lower role. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. You guys are the stars, but nah, let someone else shine instead.
Hopefully that's what they're going to do, because obviously they're not getting any younger as far as Martin and Will. Hopefully they're going to like realize after this movie, like, hey man, we can't do it no more. Maybe we should be more of the consults and be like, hey, this is what y'all do. And put the newer guys in the, you know, doing all the action, which would be weird because, I mean, we really didn't see a lot of those characters in the last movie. So if they have a bigger presence in this movie, then they can pass the torch. But right now, I don't really see it. But I do like the fact that I was talking about on one of the episodes, like how they like put Martin as a comic relief And I feel like they kind of said that maybe somebody heard me, or maybe they took him back to like, all right, he's more of a presence now instead of just making, you know, cracking jokes. So that I saw from the trailer. So at least that's looking good so far that I noticed. So like I said, we'll see how that one goes. So I believe that's the summer movie. I want to say June. So keep an eye out for that, y'all. And I hate to be the to close my news out with some bad news, but yeah, we lost like a pioneer of acting for the Black community, man. We lost Louis Gossett Jr. Passed away at 87. Though, I mean, he passed, but 87.
Yeah, it's a pretty
good life, man.
Yeah, yep,
that's a good life. Some of his notable roles for myself was Enemy Mine, Iron Eagle, and An Officer and a Gentleman. But he got like so many roles. He was in like he was in episodes like Good Times, The Jeffersons, Little House on the Prairie. My man was just sprinkled everywhere, man. Yeah, no, absolutely had range. So like I say, like just his catalog is deep. I want to say when I looked up on IMDb, he had like over like 200 acting credits. So yeah, my man was putting in work. So rest in peace, Louis Gossett Jr.
Legend.
Yeah, man. So yeah, that's my news. We'll go to Mo. What you got?
Yeah, well, I mean, just to piggyback off of that little bad news.
I already know what you're about to say.
Bring one more down while you had it.
Yeah, might as well get it out the way now, yeah.
Yeah. And this one was a younger actor, Chance Perdomo.
Yeah.
Sadly passed away at the age of 27, man. So he's
27, y'all.
He's younger than me, younger than us, man.
That's crazy. For a motorcycle accident.
That's
crazy. Nuts,
on a motorcycle, man.
He was in Gen Z, you know. So
yeah,
you know,
yeah, he was the character with the Magneto powers.
There you go.
Yeah, I was, you know what the thing about it was, like I didn't like, you know, how they used him in the first season, but I can see the potential for, you know, him in I mean, you got Magneto like powers, bro. Like
that's pretty OP.
Yeah, like we can see what this man can do, but yeah, unfortunately, I don't know what they're gonna do as far as they're gonna recast or maybe just replace him with another character, another superhero. I don't know, but yeah, that's pretty bad, man. That was like out of the blue, one of those like, especially like a day. It was a day after Louis Gossett. Like when you, because you know, like using your head, you like you get a death of an actor and then. It comes in threes, but it's a gap at least.
Right.
Like, literally the next day, I was like, come on, man. Are you serious? Like, yeah. I don't know. This one's a freak one. It wasn't like Louis Gossett. It wasn't like I'm assuming it was a natural causes because, you know, 87. But this was just like one of the freak accidents, man. He wasn't supposed to die yesterday. He's just one of those wrong place, wrong time things, man.
True. Yeah.
That crazy for him a little early.
Yeah, dude, bro, we gotta cherish life for real, man. Like like whenever you're on these streets, man, my parents raised me to have like the mindset to ask for traveling mercy whenever I'm behind the wheel. Like I'm grown ass man and I still like I'll pray like when I'm driving.
Oh yeah.
And it's crazy, like it's just instilled in me, bro. I'm not even like a devout Christian, bro. But it's so instilled in me to get behind that wheel and be like, Lord, you know, I say my traveling mercy prayer and I say at the end of the day that will be done. And I don't know what y'all know what that means, like, but it's like if this is how I'm supposed to go,
you know what I mean? Like, you're sealing your deal, basically.
I'm like, you know, I'm okay. Like, all right, man, this is what you want me to, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. Just death is crazy, bro. just randomly type shit, man. But yeah, anything else more?
That was just one.
Got that somberness coming. All right, Ruben, you gotta give us something, bro. Like.
Yeah, Misery Loves
Give us a little panic.
All right. Let me give you a go. Well, obviously, did you guys hear that they have confirmed the new game Marvel Rivals? It's supposed to be kind of like what are these?
Valorant? Did you say Valorant?
Valorant. And then there's another one that's like that. Overwatch. Kind of like that.
Yes. Yeah.
That kind of style. It looks interesting. I'm not gonna lie, because you get to use your powers. You see like Hulk turning into, Bruce Banner turning into the Hulk. So that's kind of cool. Yeah. Full of fun stuff. Although, I know it's a game and stuff, but I know pretty much like two of those dudes can probably body everybody. Like I'm pretty sure Thor and Hulk could probably pretty much body most of them.
You would think that.
I mean, it's a game.
But it's a game. They're gonna nerf some people, unfortunately. Because they have to and make it even.
Yeah, I was playing recently Midnight Suns. They just released it for the PlayStation Plus. And I was telling Mo, like, I was trying to like this game, but it got to a point where it was just garbage. There's more dialogue than gameplay in this game. I'm like, how is this possible? How is this a game? Is it what kind of game? And it's a turn-based card game-based game. So you put cards, and that's how you attack. You know what? I don't know. I couldn't even pass the first damn mission just because I didn't remember. and then towards the end, it glitched out, and I was telling him, I'm like, nah, screw this game, man. I just wanted to give a little quick, like,
rating. Oh, man, got zero patience for glitches, bro.
This game, I would give this game a 0.5.
X a game. Like, I give a little leeway for it. I understand it's, you know, still a digital medium. I understand.
0.5 that out of 5.
Still going to glitch out, but this dude, like, one glitch, nah.
Gotcha.
Man, it's harsh. You are to video games like I am to movies when as far as, like, criticism. Like, you don't have no patience for certain things. Like, nah, he's like, there's no reason why this game should be glitching right now.
I was doing everything correct, supposedly. And I'm like, how am I doing everything correct? And the game, oh my God. Like, so, yeah. So, hopefully, this game is good compared to some of these trash games that Marvel has been coming up with.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't lying. So,
yeah. And then,
I don't know if you saw that teaser trailer for the Captain America and the Black Panther, that one looked pretty crazy, where they're showing how they took off the mask and he still has all the visual. I'm like, that's a little bit too much for me, but I'll take it. You know what I mean? Like,
that one visually looks good, but like I say, you know, we gotta see. We get some gameplay first. All we got was like cutscenes right now, so I'm still on the fence for that one. But visually, as of right now, impressive. But we'll see how that one goes.
And then the other bit of news was, so two animes ended this weekend. It's Solo Leveling and Ninja Kamui. Solo Leveling got 12 episodes. Ninja Kamui only had 8. I haven't watched the last ones, but if you guys had to just kind of like give it a quick read, I don't know. I know we haven't watched it, but after we do, maybe we can touch on it next time. But for me, Solo Leveling, I would give it just off the bat, maybe a 4 out of 5. And then I would give Ninja Kamui a 4.5 out of 5, just because it had more action and less style. I don't know. I feel like Ninja Kamui gave me what I feel like most anime people that are new to anime could watch. Like, it was easily digestible for anybody that's new to anime. That's what it seemed like to me. So if it was kind of like that to most people, it was more enjoyable, because I tend to like those kind of animes. They're just action, death, like, you know, very low straight dialogue, straight to the point. Solo Leveling was good. It amped up, and then towards the later episodes, it did get good. I like the twist and stuff. But yeah, now I kind of see like what Ryan was saying earlier in one of the earlier episodes, that it does seem a little bit cocky, whatever, towards later the end. But does it take off from the anime a little bit? Not so much, but that's probably, I would give it a 4. But what do you guys think?
I would say, obviously, I'm with you, Ruben. One was stronger than the other. And what you said is 100% true, bro. Like, one was more accessible to, like, those that don't really watch anime like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously was Ninja Kamui. Because, like, that was just, like you say, it was hands. Like, it wasn't no, it was less filler. Like, it was just, like, it was something happening. Even in some of the episodes, they knew how to pace it to where, if it was going to be a dialogue-heavy episode, at least the last 10 minutes, it was hands. Like, so I was okay with that. I was like, okay. Cause even like I was watching the episode, like, oh man, they finna have a info dump episode. Yeah. But then like that last couple of minutes, I'm like, okay, here we go. They give you something. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, maybe not 10 minutes. Maybe I'm exaggerating. But score wise, I would say 3.5 for Solo Leveling, and then 4 for Kamui. Okay. And I haven't even finished them. So just off what I know now.
Right.
I don't know. I hate to say it. It can change because Ninja Kamui.
Obviously it could change. I mean, we'll talk about it later.
I hate to go like have a rating and go down. I'd rather go up. So I probably should have rated it lower, because Ninja Kamui took a turn I wasn't expecting. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah. So I didn't like what they did with that. Something happened. And I was like, oh, this is what we're doing. So it kind of disappointed me. Okay. I don't know if we review it, I'll talk about that more. But I don't know. Like, it was still, even though that little issue, it was better than Solo Leveling so far. Solo Leveling is traditional anime. Traditional, like, what people were used to, like, character building, info dump, you know, that type of stuff. But, what you got, Mo? What you think?
Yeah, I mean, for mine, I'd probably have to go with like a 3.5 for Solo Leveling and probably like a 4.5 on the Ninja Kamui. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm liking the graphics on the Kamui, man. They're getting gory. They're getting, you know, they're getting pretty. And like you said, obviously, you know, the direction where they go with the anime, it can be, you know, going to be opinionated from everybody. Mm-hmm. I just want action. Like, I don't really care where the story goes or if he does turn out to be a good guy. No, seriously, like, I just give me the boss battles. Give me, you know what I mean? Give me some new crazy dude that you've been hiding in a dungeon that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And bring him out, you know, that, you know, and just get it. So I feel like they will deliver, and because they have been. They got some pretty good characters in there that fucking make you like, what the fuck? How is he going to kill this one?
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it. Luckily, you know, it's a very good time to be alive for anime.
Obviously, these are positive reviews for these.
Yeah. Well, obviously, like I say, even from a non-anime standpoint for myself, I still enjoy it. And like I say, even though I haven't just finished, I think I'm like between each one, I'm like an episode. I just got to watch whatever the last episode was. I didn't finish it yet.
Right.
The season finale or whatever. So obviously, before this podcast, I wasn't keeping up with anime at all. So the fact that these shows got me watching and my boys got me curious. So, I mean, the point of this podcast for me was for these boys to get me to anime. Mm-hmm. I can get these Ruben more in particular to horror and stuff.
And I am getting more into horror too.
Yeah.
Now.
So it's I just said
earlier, I want to watch that. You know?
Yeah, so it's like the whole point of this podcast is actually working out. So I'll check out those other two.
I was gonna say the last thing I wanted to point out was obviously Ryan sent us this message the other day for the Good Times trailer.
Oh Lord. This is from a point of view from Ruben. You know nothing about Good Times, right? And you watched it, you were just watching a trailer for a cartoon. You don't have no like past connections to this show.
Right.
And just from what you saw, you was like, oh, hell no.
I saw someone said this is kind of another version of the Cleveland Show.
Mm. Ooh. Well, we do know that Seth MacFarlane is one of the producers. Yeah. So that makes 100 like all sense. But like for you to say that, like I said, you have no ties to this show. For me and Mo, like at least Mo know what it is. He didn't watch it like I did, but
bro, those times I was like, I had to turn a couple times. I'm like, what the?
I don't know, man.
I've only seen a few cartoons like The Proud Family, The PJs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I love those cartoons.
Yeah, they did it right. Great.
Yeah. And I feel like they were trying too much on this one.
Yeah.
Even like Boondocks got vibes almost too. Like,
bring Boondocks back. If you want to do this revive something animated, you want to take a classic show from the 70s and then it's something like I talked about last episode. It's a heavy subject matter. And you give us this? this is what you give us for a good time. Y'all cold. If y'all better not touch the Jeffersons, but I might burn Netflix down, bro. I might stay start a riot. Cause y'all need to just leave stuff alone, man. Like just stop. Don't touch Jeffersons, none of that. You got good times, it's already done. I gotta accept it. It's fine.
Bro, my question is like, why can't things be wholesome anymore? What's wrong with just having something that's just wholesome? Why is everything gonna be so extreme now?
Everything has to have it has to touch on culture, like certain, like it, I don't know, it just can't be like, I don't know, you're right, because we had back in the day, you had Family Matters, you had Full House, you had like they had some issues, but it was different. It was just like whatever that character's issue was, it didn't have to be like racial related or like they're just like DJ, you know, got a crush on a dude, but she can't figure out how to talk to him or something like that. Or Stephanie loses a tooth. It was like, come on, man, just take it to the simpler days. We don't need this like woke stuff. I know I hate using that term, but
it's just not every show and not every episode has to have something that talks about what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Sometimes people want to watch these shows.
I watch movies to escape. I watch TV shows to escape. I don't need you to remind me that I'm black and I live in these situations, but you can try to make me laugh about it with the Good Times cartoon. Like, come on, bro. Like,
So obviously, I ain't watching it, but
I'm gonna at least watch it. I think you're gonna at least watch the trailer, right?
I'm gonna at least check it out.
I know. I'm gonna give it a chance. I'll let you know, bro. All right, well, that was the news. That was a weird little bit of news, right? There's like some somber news and some like low key disappointing news. it is Hollywood. Y'all giving us this? Like, I know you can't help the deaths, but come on, bro. Like, y'all giving us stuff. This is a little, we didn't have nothing exciting. Nothing. We talked about stuff, and we weren't really that excited about anything. Mm-hmm. Besides the anime news that we had. So I mean, oh man, it's crazy. What a time. What a time. All right, anyway, back to the topic of the week. We're gonna talk about Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire. Now, this movie is the fifth movie in the MonsterVerse franchise.
Oh damn.
It's the fifth one. And it's a direct sequel to 2021's Godzilla versus Kong. So that movie's almost 3 years old. I don't think it's like to the date, but it's close. Like, it's almost, it might be actually. But nonetheless, this movie was directed by Adam Wingard. He did the last one too. Mm-hmm. It has stars like Rebecca Hall, mm-hmm. Brian Tyree Henry, mm-hmm. Dan Stevens, the new addition. Yep. And you have Kaylee Hoddle. So, I mean, essentially, that's just the main human cast. That's really
that's the only
4 you need to worry about. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And for me, that's a plus. That is great news. Now, mm-hmm. I want to have you guys guess the budget for this movie. I'll start with Ruben. What do you think the budget for this movie was?
I feel like I read it, and it might have been like $200 million.
Okay. What you got, Mo?
Damn, I was gonna say 20 million. Now I'm gonna feel really bad if I'm off.
Ew, 20 million, sir?
What in
hell?
No,
this can't pull off minus one. Minus one. No way. This movie pulling us off, bro.
Wrong movie.
Yeah, wrong movie. Okay. Man. This movie was made on a budget of $135 million. And it's looking to make that back. I think it'll at least break even.
Yeah.
I forget the numbers as far as like the weekend, the box office for this movie, but I think it'll at least break even.
Mm.
So that's good for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, as you can see, those scores. Mm-hmm. Now, Rotten Tomato. The scores between Rotten Tomato is like night and day, bro. It's the contrast is crazy.
Right.
The Tomato Meter score is 55 as of this morning. I say around 6 this morning. 55%. Yeah. But the audience score, bro. 93%. I want to make sure y'all hear me when I tell you 93%.
That's high.
93. That's nuts.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. So just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. So yeah. Now IMDb is at the time I checked was at a 6.7 out of 10, which is still it's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Letterboxd, of course, it reflects IMDb with a 3.5. 3 out of 5. I'm sorry. 3 out of 5. So, yeah. So, I mean, you know, like, it's doing better than, like, I expected. Because, mm-hmm. like I say, I remember having a conversation with you guys just, like, off the record. And I was like, I expect this movie to make no higher than a 7 average. 7 mm-hmm. out of 10. So, I'm pretty much in the ballpark. It's pretty much standard there. So, yeah. I mean, but like I say, I think it'll make its movie money back or break even.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. at least break even before it's the end of its theater run. So that's good for it. So that's indicating that just off of what the audience thinks, there will be another one after this.
Yeah.
Which is good because, you know, we'll talk about some people disappointed about a certain aspect of this movie. Mm. We're going to talk about that because, you know, I get it. But, you know, but then again, I don't because we'll get there. So, from here, I wanted to talk about some standout moments, like for us, as far as like what particular things stood out for you in this movie. And it's good because you guys just saw it, like literally, like maybe a couple hours ago. So it's good. So now it's fresh on your mind. So whatever standout moment you got, but
just even in the beginning, like how they showed Kong's kind of like daily routine. Like that was so, because you know a lot of times when these high, you know, these movies that they're like high animation, whatever, or have these beasts, they don't want to spend a lot of money or time shooting them because all that's like more CGI that you got to pay. So the fact that they started out with that was kind of like interesting. I was like, all right, kind of gave you his kind of day to day, what he's got to deal with, the bullshit he's got to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's cool. Like, I was not expecting that first scene. So, yeah, I like how they started it. The beginning.
Yeah, and then you see how he hunts. Like, my man actually sets traps. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the human kaiju. Like, he is like what, like, if we were that big, he just happened to be an ape. But, like, he has to set traps for these dudes, man. But he's like, I think some wolf-like creatures he was, like, hunting down or whatever.
The hyenas or whatever?
Yeah, like, wolf-hyena hybrid. They look weird, man, but I like the design. But, yeah, that was dope. Yeah, that was a good call right there. But I would say one thing that stood out for me, it was a little later in the movie, but Godzilla was a fucking goon, bro. This dude Godzilla, bro, on some bully. I'm like, what's wrong with this dude? And my man was like, hey, look, you come up here, you finna get smacked. I don't care who you is. If you come above ground, if you leave them, what is it called? What is it called? A hollow earth. If you leave hollow earth, you finna get these hands. Like, I don't care who it is. And some of it is warranted, but then he has no regard for national bro. He was sleeping in the Coliseum. Yeah. That was his bed, bro. Yeah. Like, what? This dude have no, and when he wake up, you know, if he happens to lift a foot and he kicks a couple of piers down or pillars down, so be it. I don't care. It's in my way. I'm Godzilla. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not worried about what y'all built here in my world. So I just thought he was just goon-like in this movie, man. Like, the way that he made it, his presence, like, his name ain't Godzilla for nothing, bro. Like, and I know a lot of people complain because his presence wasn't physically in the movie, but his presence, like, was here for me. I dug it.
Oh yeah,
like, physically no, but like, you knew, like, if my man, if he come around, all right, man, like, so a lot of Godzilla fans were disappointed, but I'm like, I don't know what y'all talking about. My man was in here, bro. This is a Kong movie. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, whenever they let you know that if it goes there and Godzilla come through, my man went to like the Arctic area. Just to hunt down one of the kaijus, bro, to steal his powers. Straight goon. He was a goon, I'm telling you. The character's name was Tiamat.
Yeah.
It was like aqua, like serpentine. Dragon, something. Yeah, yeah, like, but it was guarded like some power. Right. It was like, that's what is, you know, it was like, hey, you know, stay away from me. I'm here. I'm eating. Right. I won't bother you, don't bother me. But Godzilla's like, nah, brother. I feel like something coming, so I'm gonna need to go to I'm gonna need you to come around this hole in his life. And it wasn't even no contest. My man's a man, short work of this dude, man. Like, he could have just basically shown him, I could have just took you out whenever. I'll just let you live. But I'm sorry. I got to siphon your power. He just like quick, like, yeah, let me go in and get you up out of here. Let me get this pink power from you, sir. That's that, and that was the answer to the question is why. Is this dude generating pinkish hue with his powers? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was the answer for that. I was wondering if they were going to explain that away. And they did. Yeah. So that was why he got it from Tiamat. So I thought that was cool.
I liked it. He looked pretty cool.
Who, Tiamat?
Yeah, he did.
Godzilla with the new power.
You like that?
I like that. Yeah.
I mean,
it's colorful.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough. I don't know if I didn't like it.
It's just the color.
Yeah, I know, but come on,
I know most people will probably want like green or something crazier.
I wouldn't even.
It's just the color.
I just want a regular red.
I just wanted him to just have his blue. If they had it blue, just keep it blue, man. Like, but I know they had to show you the colors to show you, you know, if he's powering up or not.
Yeah,
I get it. It's color coded. It's fine. It was for the kids because it wasn't for the adults. I don't really care. I'm just saying, bro. It wasn't for us. But that was one of my. What about you, Mo? You got like a standout moment you want to mention?
Yeah, man. For me, it was actually all the monsters that they actually put into this movie. Like, they had different. I don't want to give away too much, but yeah, I mean, they showed different, not just apes, but different lizards, and you know what I mean. I like that amount of creatures that they showed in this one because that's what we wanted to see. The only thing that I kind of was like lacking a little bit, that was lacking, was you got old boy. That when they're going through a hollow earth and all they have is the dude, the white dude with the little knife, like the little blade, and they're like in a like uncharted territory with supposedly all these aliens and all these monsters. And I'm like, these guys just walking around like nothing, no damage, nothing. I mean, I don't know.
Fair enough. They're
focusing on
Kong. Nah, damn that. They know.
I was just like,
Nah, they should have been more prepared for the creatures down there. Yeah, facts. No, yeah. That's a good point. They should have been prepared for that. Yeah, very good point. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because there were some complaints about this movie that the story was still focused on the humans too much. I'm like, what? What? Like this compared to Godzilla versus Kong, to this, that's the human element was secondary. You can feel it. I did.
I like those shots when they were fighting. I think it was in Rome or something, or Brazil, or yeah, Brazil. And you see, they had that shot where they kind of pan down so you can see the people running, and they have them fighting in the background. It's like they're just showing you like we're nothing. We're bugs.
Yes, we're literally just like my Ruben said, we ain't nothing, literal nothing compared to these huge titans, man.
Yep.
Yeah, the human element was fine. It's like, what do you want, people? What do you want? The last movie, you complained that the story and the human interaction was too much. Mm-hmm. And the director took that. He was like, I bet. And he gave you this. And people still complain. I'm like, bro, what do you want? You can't have a movie that dealing with earthlings and not have no humans in there at all. You got to have some interaction with humans. You have to. So it's like, what do you want?
Right. And actually, the human element, too, most of it was with the indigenous tribe. And that actually made sense. So if anything, they did have enough human element for people to enjoy that, and it ties in into the whole story. So it worked. It seemed fine to me. Like everything that I don't know why people would even bring that up. I guess
it was an issue for a lot of people, which is mostly critics. Obviously, we just mentioned the scores earlier, but I'm like, I don't know. That didn't really bother me. So I don't know. I thought the human was perfect. The human interaction was perfect in this particular movie. So I will say that even with that, they even simplified the story to where it wasn't too complicated. Like it was some things that I'm like, how do you know this already?
Right.
Why are you just telling us something that you could have just like the movie could have told us? Why are you the info dumps was like, okay. But it was a simple story, but it was still some stuff that I didn't like as far as the story wise. So I can see why people were upset about that. And like I said, it didn't really bother me, but I get it, which is fine. So I don't know how y'all felt about,
the story element.
Yeah, I mean, there was some, points in the movie where I'm just like, really? So that's going to explain that? Like, all right, we just got to believe him.
I'm not
a scientist.
Okay. That's all you can say. Like, at least you gave us something. It was an exclamation. I don't know if I buy it, but I appreciate that you tried. So thumbs up for that, sir.
I'm guessing you guys are talking about that the part where they follow the water and they reach the temple, and then that's when they found out how everything happened.
That whole sequence is what I'm talking about. Yep, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So I get it. But their the descension into Hollow Earth. Did y'all get some Hollow Earth the Ride vibes? Could y'all see this being a universal attraction, or like maybe I don't know whether theme parks can make this into a ride? But y'all didn't get no vibes from that.
Maybe
for like Hollow Earth, the ride would be dope. Will Ryan ride it? Hell no. Nah.
Like a ride.
I feel like it would be. It should be something to consider because like just that whole sequence is pretty dope. So like just them, so you can have the attraction be like, obviously they have us in the ship following Kong down and then see his interactions, like why he down there and having had to fight some. It's similar to the one they already got. I know it's like, they already have the guy.
They can do that with the screen.
They can get rid of the King Kong one, even though it's dope. I'm not lying. It's dope. But like make it just
iconic.
Just redo it. It was dope. Like I don't do rides. I don't like the whole situation. Like, I had to close my eyes a couple of times. I was like, hell no. I don't do rides. Y'all know that. It's not even that bad. Like when you think about the actual ride, it's not that bad. But I couldn't. Got to close my eyes, man. Yeah. I'm getting a little dizzy. But I can see people going to get on this though. It would be pretty dope. So if they wanted to like redo that ride in this vein, I think that would be dope. I kind of
like
got
him and then Godzilla fighting somehow, and it's like.
That would be something different because right now it's just it's more King Kong focused.
Yeah.
But I think if they redo it now, they can have something happen to where Godzilla.
Because even in the movie, they squash their beef, right? With Mothra,
Mothra the ref, let's focus, man. Just focus on what y'all got to do, and then we'll talk about this later. She's more like the mediator, but I don't know if they squash it though, because I got some beef with that whole situation.
What you mean?
What you mean what I mean? Look here, brother. This is one of my standout moments that I put in my notes. I'm going to need y'all to stop nerfing my boy Kong, bro. I know he's not like as powerful as the other times. I know he's not.
Nah, he leveled up already. What you mean? At the end, he leveled up.
He leveled up with the beast glove, and that's fine.
But, and he got a pet.
And he got the act.
And he got the clan.
Yeah, but still.
And he got his little baby boy now, too.
Mini-me.
Still. They nerfing my mans. There's a point in this movie where he went to go, like, because Gia, the character of Gia,
mm-hmm.
she was like, hey, you know, you need some help, or we need help. We can't just be you, basically. So he like, mm-hmm. I bet. So he go back up to actual Earth, and he knows his presence upstairs is going to automatically, the moment he come up, he know Godzilla finna want that fade. So he went up there, and then obviously, and sure enough, Godzilla was like, uh-huh.
He literally went up and called him out.
You brought your ass back up here. I told you, if you come back out, it's on site. So, and then you can see him. He was scared. He's like, hold on, bro. Yeah. I was like, come on, man. Like, this supposed to be Kong, bro. He ain't supposed to be bitching. Like, he like, look, we can talk, but if we got to throw hands, we got to throw hands. But nah, they made him straight bitch in this movie, man. I take a full problem with that. Because that's not okay. No.
He needed help. I mean, come on.
He should have been afraid.
That was leveled up Godzilla, too.
Yeah, he had the beast gauntlet on. He was still like, hold on. Like, nah, he should have been like,
well, hey, he was working him a little bit.
Man.
When he threw the sand, you know.
He put hands on him a little bit, but they still showed you at the end of that day the same thing that happened in the last movie.
I know.
He fell down and Godzilla put that foot on his chest. Like, nah, brother. Like, you can't hang with me. Like, nah. They're not letting. Bro, if I'm Kong, bro. It's obvious. Look, Godzilla. See, they nerfed Kong and they gave Godzilla more power, which is it pisses me off as a Kong fan because Kong is more smart. He's the smartest Titan, and they're not showing that yet. There's no emphasis on his intelligence at all. He's just seen like he's there for us to have a human like that can be a Titan, but it's not him being Kong, and that's my problem right now. That it's just. He's intelligent, but it's not like I don't feel like they're using him well. They're not because he shouldn't be.
They show a little bit of it, but
Godzilla has his atomic breath, right? He can't. First of all, he only can do it so many times.
Yep.
Why don't Godzilla know? I mean, why didn't Kong notice already? It seemed like something Kong would have picked up on. He can't just do it all at will, and it has a charge up time.
Mm-hmm.
I am. What? How do you not notice this, bro? Like,
Godzilla got that EMP blast too. Remember, he got that EMP blast.
He has EMP blast too. Absolutely. But like, it's a charge time. Either both of his powers have a charge time, and that EMP is his last resort. He can't. Once you use that EMP, it's a wrap.
Oh, really?
That's his last. Like, he got to go recharge for real after that. So it's like, come on, man. He should notice by now. And the atomic blast, he only can aim. So, come on, man. I'm like, bro, you can't dodge that. Like, are you kidding me? You are 8, bro. Move around now. Get on his back and choke him out. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, are you? Like, come on. So they made it that Godzilla can move fast now. Like, what? When does he ever move like this in these movies? When?
My man's Kong needs you in his corner, brother.
I'm like, come on, man. Y'all better stop doing my boy Kong like this, bro. Y'all better cut it out.
My man's in Kong's corner right now.
Man, I am a Kong stan, homie. Y'all gonna start doing my boy dirty, man. But that was one of the issues I had.
Maybe that's what they gave him all that in the end. They're like, all right, bro, you get a clan, you get your little son, you got a little pet, a little gauntlet.
Alright,
you good. Alright, you good.
Yeah.
And they discovered the sub world now, which now he has even more land to roam around in. I guess.
I guess, man. Yeah. Just stop like, making. Just like stop
put
it,
because
like, here's the thing. Put some respect on Kong because y'all did him dirty in Godzilla versus Kong. To me, he shouldn't have lost that.
They
fight,
did like, do him dirty.
They doing. I'm like, bro. And that's, I was like, oh man. At least they don't give us a rematch. And by the way, that rematch was lackluster for me. That was like a 3-minute thing. I was like, oh, come on, man. Let them boys have it out. And let Godzilla be. All right, man. All right. I respect. I give you respect, sir. You learn how to fight me now. That first one, I'm like, all right. He ain't fought him before.
Mm-hmm.
He know what he can do now. I'm like, I bet. Mm-hmm. This one, I'm like, oh, he should have been. Oh boy, like, you think you're gonna give me now? This not this time, brother. I know what you can do now. You know what I mean? Like, because he's supposed to be the most intelligent Titan.
You know what I thought he was gonna do? Because you know how he just jumped in from the portal. Yeah, and he I saw him looking at the portal when Godzilla was coming, and you could tell Godzilla was charging at him.
Yeah,
so I thought he was gonna do like some, you know, some guys or some pick up. Yeah, throw his ass in the portal and let's go fight this motherfucker.
I was like, all right, come on, run at me. You're going to run at me. Then you're going to grab him. And then, like, all right, we're going to fall in this hole together or something like that. Yeah, and then, yeah, you know. But they had to give him a little fight. So, you know, I'm glad it worked out the way it worked out.
It wasn't
so,
even
so,
a fight. It was more just Godzilla.
It was. That's what I'm saying.
Slapping my man's around for a little while.
I was like, stop it, man. Y'all going to start doing my body walk. Man, my man got disrespected again. So, no redemption for my man in this movie.
I'll say that after that, once they teamed up, that was pretty cool. They were doing the whole team.
The final fight.
You know, I thought.
Okay, like, let's talk about this final fight, man.
What?
I know.
Come on, brother.
So you got Kong and Godzilla, and you got Shimo, which was just introduced in this movie. I don't know if I've ever seen a Shimo in the MonsterVerse. Mm-hmm. I personally have not, but she is rumored to be just as powerful as Godzilla. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She looked the part too.
And definitely looked the part. She's just as powerful. She has more ice based attacks. She's supposed to, she's rumored to be responsible for the Ice Age, even. That's how strong she is. Mm-hmm. So, and I said, the movie. The movie shows, like, hey, I can see it. Like, damn. Okay. She got a frost blast and he got an atomic blast. So it's like, all right. Same power, different element, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe we'll get a little more of that because. They made her that powerful, but she's more like a subservient titan. She's more like she needs a master.
What's wrong with that?
Look like more like a pet.
She's a pet. Yeah. What you mean? What's wrong with that? Oh my god, man! Like, come on, why? What other titan is like that? And you gonna give me one of the most powerful titans and turn her into a dog?
Mm-hmm. Bro, I mean, Mothra helps out the people. She's a helpful titan.
Mothra can do some things, but gonna make Shimo just like, oh, I need a master. Oh, I only do what my master says, or. Let's talk about Scar King, which is like an orangutan titan. My man's was, I don't know how I feel about him. I don't know.
I feel like Kong had that fight all the whole time. It looked like Kong was holding back too, because I know it feels bad for him beating up his own people.
Man, so I know, like, he wouldn't do that, but he's like, bro, I'm just trying to see what's going on. Why you a slave of the peoples, bro? Like, I'm trying to talk this out. You just want to fight. You feel threatened by my presence. So, you know, but at the end of the day, him and Scar King threw hands, and Scar King was like, oh, hold on, you think you something. And he pulled out that, I thought it was a piece of Shimo.
Right.
At the end of that spine whip that he carries around, there was like a crystal. Mm-hmm. And he uses that to control Shimo. I don't know if it was a part of her. Or is that? I don't know. They did. That's one thing.
One of the crystals that was on her back.
Because I was thinking, Godzilla had one.
Yeah, what?
Does Godzilla have one of those crystals too?
See, that's what I'm getting at. Because Kong's axe has a piece of
crystal too.
You see what I'm getting at?
Able to break it. Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe Kong can like use that. Like, hold on, bro. Like, I got this though. Like, you might got that power, but hold on, you put that axe up and know how to use it. That's what I'm saying. It was some missed opportunities in here, man. Like, if I'd have wrote this totally different, this movie, if I'd have had hands on it, man. Like, because especially with that aspect of him, Shimo, and that little crystal they had on that spine whip. By the way, that spine whip was dope. That was a dope ass weapon. Like, I would never have thought of that to make a creature that has that spine that you can kind of like use it as a whip.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope. Like, just off that, like I said, gave him that weapon, and that was cool. But I think they definitely missed the opportunity. And maybe they'll explain that in another movie. Maybe they'll use that to say, like, you know, maybe Kong can, he can see that. He has that axe. Mm-hmm. He can use that to his advantage as far as, like, manipulate Kong or Godzilla. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Maybe they'll emphasize that.
No, they got some loopholes to fill. Because, like, even I was thinking, like, so where did this guy come from? Because he's a different monkey. Not, like,
yeah, he's an orangutan. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then these other ones, too, they look more chimpanzee than, because King Kong is more gorilla, like, right?
Yes.
And these other ones are, right? And these other ones kind of look more chimpanzee, like, right?
Yeah. So there's a whole, there's a whole primate, like, section down there in Hollow Earth that they can explore. Because I don't even know what, I don't know if they didn't give him an actual name, but the toy named him Suko as far as Baby Kong. His name is Suko. They didn't say it in the movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But obviously for the merch, they gotta give him a name. So his name is Suko. I can see potential in him. I don't know how big he's gonna get, but he's not an ape, so I don't know if he's more like he like you say he looked more like a chimp,
right?
Not even like an orangutan, he like more chimp like,
right?
But maybe I don't know what a baby ape looked like, so I could be wrong. If he's ape like, that's fine. Well,
because you know, like Scar had had all the females, so females are chimps, so maybe the cross.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe like mixed.
Yeah.
Do they have that in the primate?
I don't know.
Family? Do they do interracial relationships as primates?
Okay. Like, I mean, that'd be
kind of weird. I don't know if I've ever seen an orangutan / ape, or like I don't think they do that. I think they vary species. Like they.
Right.
Yeah, that's think they just stick to their species, man. I could be wrong. I've never seen a crossbreed, like especially with an orangutan. Because I mean, I don't know. Them dudes,
but you
wild.
Haven't seen a liger, not explaining it.
Yeah, but that was us. We did that though. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I don't know. Nature put a chimp in a.
Yeah, we haven't done
that. Dudes out there just. I don't know.
I don't know, but yeah, I did notice that. I don't know if any other like sections in the movie stood out to you guys.
Well, yeah, him. I thought the little baby monkey was pretty cool. Because he was kind of like a dick to Kong in the beginning. And Kong, because Kong, I guess he's been so lonely, he kind of just wanted somebody to be around.
Companion.
Took that event, like, he kind of, that was like an opportunity for him to kind of mentor one of these little pups.
Yeah.
And I like how he thought he was going to get away, and then Kong's like, nope, get your ass over here.
Okay, so that scene to where, you know, when they first initially met, and Kong was like, oh, snap, what's good? He put the axe down, hey, man, it's peace. Like, uh-huh. Put his hand out, and my man, bro, come on, Zuko, for real, bro? You gonna munch on my boy? You see how big he is? He wanted to smack you around the cooler, but he put his axe down. He put his hand out like, we cool. You gonna bite his hand? But bro, what he did? The disrespect. My man swung. Bro, I laughed out loud in the movie theater, bro. Like, me and a couple of other people was just like, that shit was hilarious.
That was actually my favorite scene of the whole movie. Yeah.
That's get your funny,
if you, yeah. Like, if you don't come, your punk ass trying to whoop him against the other dudes. Yeah.
He basically did just swung his ass around like that. That shit was hilarious, bro. So it's shorty. After that, he got some. Wait. Did he do that after? Okay, he bit him. I remember that. Okay, so remember when they went to the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Zuko was like, he knew there was a titan in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, oh, I'm just going to drink some water. I'm just hanging out. Don't mind me. So Cobb was like, oh yeah, okay, well shoot, I'm hot too. Let me go in and wash off real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Titan came out, and then my man Zuko thought he would get away. He's like, where you going? He threw the Titan's head, like, nah, bro. He beat my man's up quick. Like we didn't, obviously as an audience, we didn't get to see it, but we just saw the aftermath. He just threw a body part at that fool, like, nah, you're not going over. Now take me to your people, sir. So their interaction was cool. I'm looking forward to see what they do with Zuko, because I don't know if you guys noticed, like Kong, like he got the gray in his beard.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's looking a little weathered right now, man. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they're gonna say.
There's some scenes where he just looks tired. Right?
He's like, damn, man. Like, so I don't know, man. Like,
well, for me, that was one of the scenes that kind of gave me like vibes, because I don't know how you felt about Brian when he got the glove and then he got that serum. Didn't really explain what that serum was, but it just for me it was a sense of being essentially.
That's the sense of being. It was some adrenaline. we're just gonna shoot him up.
That wears off. That shit.
Yeah, like, that's true.
It was on for good.
That's true. I don't know what that was either, but
cure juice. That's what
it was. I got a theory. Juice. Hear me out, fellas. Hear me out. So obviously they have a division in Monarch, or I don't know if it's Monarch, whoever is in charge of Kong's. You know, tech. They have a division that's in charge of making him tech, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out, fellas. My man's about to get a Jaeger.
Ooh.
My man's about to be Kong / Pacific Rim.
Damn.
I can see it.
I get
it. I gave him an arm. All right, here's your arm, sir. All right, okay. So the next movie, they're like, oh yeah, we got a whole Jaeger suit for my man's, homie.
Maybe he needs all that.
Akin to when the first movie, when they met, they had to fight Mechagodzilla. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Mechagodzilla was kicking their ass. Mm-hmm. He was putting hands on them. Now, can you imagine Kong with a suit like that? It's a wrap. It's a wrap, sir. Ain't nobody with that intelligence. Yeah, so
yeah, even with Godzilla's flamethrower, he could just.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that. I'm pretty sure they'll incorporate something in a suit to handle that too. So, you know, just saying, I don't know if that's what's coming in the future, but if y'all listening writers, I'm just saying, that'd be dope. If y'all, it seems like y'all going in that route anyway. It seems like y'all going to the route to where, all right, we just throwing whatever. Like, all right, man. That's in the Furious.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, we just throwing it out there. If it works, it works. So I'm just, you know, if y'all like the idea, I'm just saying. Feel free to use it. It's totally fine. I do want to comment on missed opportunity in this movie. It was a missed opportunity for them because me and I don't know if you watched it, Mo, but me and Ruben talked about this on one of the episodes of the show, Monarch. They didn't include anything to link that show to this universe. Nothing. I was hoping because they were talking like, oh, you know, see this movie. There's some spoilers in here. And I guess, you know, for people that's listening, you know, we already mentioned that Mothra is back. Right. I would say that was the only thing I would say a spoiler was in this movie. But I thought a spoiler was going to be linking it to Monarch, Legacy of Marxists, but it wasn't. They missed the whole line. That show would have been a perfect conduit to, like, I mean, something at least to let us know that they're in the same universe, even if you just mentioned the name or something. Give me something.
Right. Yeah.
So I feel like that was a missed opportunity for them to, like, to link the, you know, the universes too. But, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hopefully they'll see that and remedy that. Because I'm assuming Monarch is going to get a season two. It did really good, so I don't see a reason why I wouldn't. But let's link the universes, y'all. Like, come on, man. What's the point?
Yeah.
If you're not going to link it,
it benefits the story even more.
Benefits the story. Yeah. You can make that as your link to the human. Because obviously no one's satisfied with the human aspect of any of these stories. So maybe you can use that. Yeah. To explain most of the human aspect, and then when you give us the Titan interaction, we don't really need us in there. It's like, how am I the one thinking about this? I'm not a writer in Hollywood. What's wrong with y'all? Like, is you lazy? Like it's not hard. Like, the stuff we talked about in this episode, like, come on, bro. Like, what are you doing? Like, are you guys just, that's not the everybody folding in at this point, bro. Everybody just like, just like, you know what? I got to give y'all something. Here it is. Whatever. Ain't nobody, there's no passion in nothing right now. And that's why we getting what we getting, man. So I don't know. It was, you know, a gripe from myself. But other than that, yeah, that's the only little key points I had. I don't know if you guys want to talk about anything before we give our rating for it. Anything else you guys want to cover?
Yeah, I think we covered most.
Yeah, we got everything.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll go with Mo. Give us your rating for Godzilla X Kong.
Yeah. So for direction, I gave it a 1. Story and originality, I gave it a 1 because I thought the story was cool. I liked that they had, you know, I don't want to spoil it, but somebody died.
There was
new additions and it was dead. Mm-hmm. I like that. Performances, I gave it a 0.5, and I feel like for this one, it was just some scenes that I could have done without, specifically like the, you know, some human interactions with the Titans. Could have done without that.
Yeah.
Visuals, I give it a 4. I thought the visuals were cool. The colors, the schemes.
Yep.
And score and sound design, I give it a 4. So I give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Damn. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
Do you see us already looking like it's like reflecting what we saw when I mentioned the Rotten Tomato scores? Mm-hmm. Like the audience is like versus the critics. Is totally different. So it's already looking it's looking like, you know, it's reflective to what it actually is. I'll go next and then I'll let you go, Ruben. So direction, Adam Wingard, he clearly has a vision for this franchise, man, and I'm here for it. Direction is flawless. So that's a 4 point for me. Good job for you, sir.
Getting that from Ryan, it's like
that's what I'm saying. He knows how to film like this as something of this scale. So yeah, hell yeah, 4. Now, the story, it was just too much stuff I couldn't forgive, man. It's just like too much info dumps, too much like, this is what it is. You just got to take it because we need to get the story going forward. Yeah. So, I was like, okay, some of the dialogue was a little cheesy. All right, okay. But I mean, you know, this is not no Oscar movie. It's just, you know, this is one of those. This is the epitome of. I could see this coming out in the summertime, honestly, now that I think about it. This could have been a summer movie. This could have been the May entry to summer. This could have been a movie. It's that big. I feel like it's doing that good so far. But nonetheless, I gave that one a 0.5.
Okay.
Middle in the middle. It was all right. Performances, I don't have an issue with none of the, because like I say, we know that there was only like really four main characters. All of them did their parts. I can't complain. Like, mm-hmm. you know, some, like I say, I can't give them the credit for the dialogue. They did what they were told to do, right? But what they did was good. Like I said, mm-hmm. none of the actors, like, you know, did a bad job. So I know, surprisingly enough, I gave performances a full point. I know. Hmm. Yeah, I did. I feel like they did what they were told to do. I can't knock them for that. Visual wise, yeah. Most of the CG, it was great or it was bad.
It was okay.
It was either you was in it or it was like, ooh, sir.
Yeah.
Like, for real? Like, mm. mm-hmm. So, you know, I had to meet it in the middle with a 0.5 on the visuals, man. Like, I almost gave it a 7.5, but I was, I don't know, I just, it felt right for me to just like, nah, because there's certain stuff I'm like, bro, because I'm going to be honest with you. Suko and Scar King's design, it looked too wet. I'm sorry. Yeah. Because obviously they have the blueprint for Kong and Godzilla already. They look great.
Right.
But, you know, those other two, yeah, they need to work on those guys more. So, yeah, I gave it a 0.5. And as far as the scores and the sound design, damn near perfect. I had no issues in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So I get at a 0.75. No real complaints on that there. Just nothing really stood out. Nothing like, you know me. I like something to build. You know how I roll. Like, right, it's no secret. Right. Anybody listen to this show know how I am.
Right.
So it wasn't that moment. So I was like, ah, here we go. Like, when not no moment of building here. So I gave it a 0.75, which put my total score to 3.75 out of 5.
Hey, pretty good. Pretty
yeah, good. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know who's watching this movie. I don't know what's wrong with you, but I had a good ass time in this theater. So, yeah, what you got, Ruben?
So, same thing. I think across the board, direction one. I mean, angles, sometimes the angles were pretty crazy. Like I tell you, the angle when they showed the people. I would have liked to see more people flying, though, because in reality, bro, people's bodies would be the shit they was doing. Yeah. But obviously, you don't want to see
that. They were blown up. Yeah.
Story, I also gave it a 0.75, like Ryan. When I think you gave it a 0.5.
I got a 0.5.
Yeah, 0.75 because, yeah, there were some inconsistencies, but it wasn't too much to, like,
swing it that much. Yeah.
Performance, 0.75 because, like Mo, there were some cringy type of... I know the dialogue is... I know it's what they're giving, but it's like, bro, like, what? I didn't need all that. It was just wasted. I don't know. But it wasn't too bad. So I get a 0.75. Visually, same 0.75 because there were some weird scenes because they would transition to like CGI and then they would do it. It almost kind of looked like how they used to do Godzilla with like stop motion almost back in the days. It looked like that sometimes. And so, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes they look kind of weird, but not too bad to where it took anything away. It's just something that I noticed. So a 0.75. And then score and sound design, I gave it a 1 because we also saw it at the Dolby Atmos theater. So, bro, you could feel everything, the vibration, the roars.
Every time he would walk, he would hear the vibration in the seat. Mm-hmm. So I was like,
So that would have obviously made it even better. So it did.
Yeah, that's
so
a good point. Okay. One. Okay.
So overall, I gave it a 4.25.
Damn. Yeah.
Like
so
it,
with your 4.25, with Mo's 4.5 and my 3.75, what that put us at for the average?
All right, so that brings our score to a 4.1.
Hey, so, that is a
weird number, but still, that would kind of resemble like our score.
Yes, like, yes, that is we're with the audience. We are with the audience. As critical as I am, even I still like enjoy my time in this movie. So yeah, so that just goes to show you, like, the critics, you can be critical. You can go in this movie. If we wanted to, bro, we could have totally shit on this movie. If you wanted to be like so critical.
Like snotty, like
we wanted to, we could have, but to say that I didn't have a good time would be a lie. I was in there having a ball, bro. Like, and I had a full theater. Everybody was like it was just, I don't know, man. Like certain stuff when my man got suplexed,
right?
I was like, he just suplexed that dude. Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. It just in a full theater that helps too. Like you guys said, the sound helps you immerse you a little more too. I don't know what these theater or critics. I don't know, man. Like. This ain't the movie for you to go in and be like super critical. This ain't the movie. Mm-hmm. So
it's like a fun movie. How can you be mad at a fun movie? It's a fun movie.
Know. Like it delivered to me. Like I will watch it again. Like I don't. I will pay. Like and I will ask you guys because you already know my answer. Like I would pay full price to see this movie again. I don't know. Like how you feel? Would you pay?
I would want to go watch it like IMAX or something.
I'm talking about full price, not even like not even matinee. I'm talking like if you was somebody to hit you up at 8 o'clock at night and be like, hey man, I heard y'all did a review on this movie, which y'all go see with me. I'll be like, hell yeah, bro, let's go. Mm-hmm. Full price. Like I say, there's some issues I had with it, but I'm not full price, bro. Easily. Like this is the perfect like I say, it would have been the perfect summer introduction movie. But it's a good time in the theater. So like I say, as you can see between me and the boys, highly recommend that you guys watch this movie. Sit in theaters even better. But you know, if you're not, I get it. But please stream this movie because I'm telling you, man, like even if you're like a low key fan of the last one, this makes up for it as far as the Titan fights alone. Yep. This makes up for the last movie. So yeah, highly recommend it in that aspect. So now I want to ask you guys,
oh Lord,
if you had to choose a side, you gotta choose one. Is it either Teen Kong or Teen Godzilla? Who you got?
We know who you got. We know who you got already.
Just from the show. That's why I started with you guys. You already know where I'm at. So where are you at, sir?
Bro, you know, isn't Godzilla? By the way, I'm Team Godzilla, but I've always been Team Godzilla. Even from the earlier Japanese movies. And I just remember, because I don't know if they've shown it recently, his famous move where he kind of puts his legs up and he slides down. They haven't shown that yet. I want to see that move, bro. I want to see his, his Hadouken.
His torpedo move?
His torpedo. I don't know what it's called. But a lot of people forget, Godzilla got some different kind of moves. That fool, he kind of like a mythical character.
I can't see him doing that in these movies, man. I know he can because he's done it before, but I just can't see it, bro. That's so bad.
That's cool. Iconic, bro.
My man was doing Liu Kang kicks.
That's hilarious.
Just like, what is you doing? You too big to be moving like that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
T Rex arms.
Then you suplex somebody with your baby arm. You better stop. You better cut it out.
How did he hug Kong all the way around? He did it.
How did you suplex somebody with them baby ass orange? Y'all stop it, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like this is inconsistency, man.
I just like that he got a little bit more armament. Like he's got his fire laser, and he's got his tail whip. He's got spikes. He's, you know, he can go underwater and he's land and sea. So he can go deep. I mean, he's the king of the Titans for a reason.
He is the god of Titans for a reason. Come on, where you at,
man? I'm gonna have to go with none of y'all. I'm gonna go with Team Mantra. No, just kidding, y'all.
nah,
if I had a pick, bro, I'd go with Kong, and I think Kong would get it, you know. But I feel like you're right, they're not doing no justice because they show that he had traps, that he did the traps, but they don't show him when he does them. Like, come on, man. Like, show
They're showing that he has the intelligence, but they're not showing his intelligence when it comes to fighting Kong or Godzilla. Yeah. It's like when Godzilla comes, he's just like, bro, he turned into a straight bitch, bro.
Do you think, Ryan, if a Kong ever, like, I guess if he, I honestly, it's more like if he really wanted to kill Godzilla, right? He could probably lure him down, set up a trap, bamboozle him, and then end him there.
No, he could. But like I said, they're not displaying that level of intelligence. For me, I'm not. I'm like I said, I know he can set traps and everything. You know, he's very empathetic. But, you know, they're not showing how smart he is enough for me because, like I said, he's supposed to be a primate. Primates are damn near us, bro. So there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to figure out how to fight Godzilla already.
Right.
To kill him, probably not, but at least be like, hey man, look, I can't kill you, but I'm just letting you know.
Right.
If I wanted to, you know, I could put these hands on you. So I don't know. I'm not seeing that yet. But all right, so two Kong, one Godzilla. All right. I like that. Ruben, you know, I can see you being the OP dude. Like you go with the OP character. I know.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I know. It makes sense for me and Mo to be Wu Yet and then for you. That's even enough. All right, everybody. That was our review of Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. As we already mentioned, like we think you guys should at least matinee. But I would say full price, even if you and like those guys mentioned, man, the Dolby Theater for this would be dope. An IMAX. This movie was literally filmed for IMAX.
Yep.
So if you guys, you know, if you want to, I can see a night out with the movie if you want to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. Please go see this movie. If you stream it at home, please stream it at home. It's definitely worth a watch. Mm-hmm. Check it out. And just keep up with us, the Blasphemous Nut Podcast. We're on Twitter, X, sorry, we still say that. X, damn it. IG, TikTok, Facebook, we on all of those. Interact with us, let us know what you thought about the show. Let us know how you thought about the movie, if you guys did see it. Just interact with us. We love to hear what you guys think about the show and of the movie. So just hit us up. And signing out, this is Ryan.
This is Rue.
And this is Mo.
And thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time. Yeah.